If you've ever seen a cherry tree in full bloom, it's a sight you are unlikely to forget. On today's Creation Moment, discover how this tree gives silent testimony to the God who created it. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
What can be more appealing than the sight of a cherry tree in full bloom? Cherry blossom seems to enhance every environment of which it is a part. Even urban areas can play host to cherry trees, and concrete city can be made attractive for a while when the blossoms appear. Cherry blossom is often fleeting. Many varieties are in bloom for no more than 2 weeks of the year. But for those 2 weeks, they burst into an explosion of pink, followed by a ground covering of pink snow. It's often forgotten how much energy a plant uses in producing flowers and blossoms. Though cherry blossoms are small, there are a lot of them. The colors they reflect and the aromas released are attractive to the insects necessary for pollination. But what an awkward method of reproduction pollination seems to be. The male pollen cells need to travel from the anthers of the flowers on one cherry tree to the stigma of another. To attract the right pollinator, the blossoms must be the right color and the right size. But why would they have evolved this way if the insects were not originally pollinating these flowers? Whichever way you cut it, the burst of energy needed to produce the annual cherry blossoms is not explicable without presupposing the truth of God's word. But God made everything in 6 days, so the inexplicable becomes logical. Like the stars of the heavens, bright flowers tell forth the glory of God.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcasts anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.